Yeah.
We'll get him.
We'll get him next time.
Yeah.
Half hour.
Later.
Cycle FM, two guys, five wheels. More noise in the line. That's what I like to hear. All right. Maybe that's going to fix it. I don't know. All right. Oh, hello. Whoa.
Whoa. Okay.
Wow. It's got pretty good feedback.
Maybe step back.
So welcome back to Bicycle Radio, Cycle FM, two guys, five wheels. We're actually two guys and seven wheels now.
We picked up some more wheels on our way.
Yeah.
Way back here.
So if we could receive a text message from one of our compatriots inside to let us know that we are indeed on the air, that would be pretty helpful.
That would be.
So yeah. There's a little bit of a delay, so they might take a little bit to let us know. But,
cool.
Yeah, so we have reset up our little portable station, which is thanks to Parker, Dylan, and Seth for providing us with the broadcast bike.
Right, it's definitely been useful.
Oh, yeah, we're getting a lot of compliments on it, too, guys.
Totally.
So people are big fans of it.
So what's the story?
We're ready. Good? We're on. We are on the air.
Wow.
Hi. How you doing? We're doing a radio show about bicycles.
Do you want to talk on the radio?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, why don't you? You want to talk about that? Why you'd rather ride the bus? Oh, we do want you to talk, though.
Yeah. Well, we have today, not on a regular basis, but for class. Yeah, for a class. For a broadcast class.
Yeah.
Pretty good. Pretty good. So, well, we might do that if we don't have anybody to talk to, but we're more interested in interviewing people right now. So, why do you choose? I would love to interview you guys. So, what are your names?
In Georgia.
Mariah in Georgia. So why do you not ride bicycles?
I'm a fat ass.
you can say whatever you want.
You ride your bike? Yeah.
I live close to campus, so it's really easy to ride my bike.
Cool. Yeah, convenient. It's always a good reason to ride a bicycle. It is a beautiful day outside. Why didn't you ride your bike today? Too much stuff, yeah.
Between classes, go pick up some stuff. I wish you could have, like, I don't know, this huge basket on the back of your bike or something.
Yeah.
You could pick up. Yeah.
Yeah, it's not too much to get
We've
one of those
set up. We've
got
a whole radio station set up on this one. So.
An entire radio station on the back of your bike.
And, I mean, you know, you can take your bikes on the bus.
That is very true.
Because you said you rode the bus. I mean, you could do them both.
This bus is very convenient, at least for me. I'd rather ride my bike than take a bus, because then carry your bike onto the bus. Too much transportation. Just go.
Yeah, you put it on the front, yeah. Yeah, for a broadcasting class. So they're inside that building right now. But yeah, I believe so. I think we're broadcasting.
Hello. Hi, everybody.
Yeah, thank you for letting us interview you.
See you later.
Have a good one. All right. One more interview down.
Right. So while we were in our break, we had someone come up and talk to us about a bike auction that went down on Earth Day, right?
Yeah.
It sounded like a pretty crazy event.
Absolutely. I think that seems like a great idea.
Bikes going for as low as $5.
Yeah. I guess it was the UNM police that were doing it?
Yeah. It sounds like maybe there were the bikes that never get unlocked, or I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know where they got them all, but...
Confiscated
them.
I have also heard of another bike option that happens at the state fairgrounds every once in a while that's full of stolen bicycles.
Ooh, even better.
Yeah, you can get bikes for as low as $5 there as well, I think.
Oh, someone rolling up on a bike. Let's see.
Excuse me, on the bike, ma'am? She can't hear me. Hi. Can we interview about your bicycle? Yeah, all right. Come on over. This is for a broadcast class. Are you sure? Why does it make you nervous? It's nothing nerve-wracking about being on the radio.
So, what's your name, first of all?
Amy.
Amy, welcome to Bicycle Radio.
Yeah.
Thank you.
What kind of bike are you riding? A mountain bike?
A mountain bike, yeah.
Nice. Do you enjoy riding to campus?
I do, actually.
Yeah, convenient.
That's
a big one we're hearing here. Do you live close enough to ride?
Yeah, I live by South Lot.
Oh, okay. That's not too bad at all.
Right on. Do you just bicycle to school, or is this like
mostly
a
just
primary
school
thing? Right on. Cool.
Yeah, I don't really do it other times.
Cool. Would you say that your bike has any reflection on your personality?
Probably not.
You don't think so?
No, you don't like to go mountain biking outdoors?
I bought it with the intention of doing that, but I haven't actually gone mountain biking.
It's pretty fun. It's pretty good.
The summer's coming up. You could definitely get started with the
That's true. I should
the
get
mountain
on that.
Biking.
It'd be a good hobby.
Yeah, there's some really good trails out in the foothills, and even out on the West Mesa, too. Some nice places to go.
That's by here. Maybe I'll do that.
Cool. So where are you headed off to now?
To
class. All
class.
Right. That's the story we've been getting from most people. Everyone's late. Springtime, right?
Monday.
Right on.
Well, how did you find traffic this morning?
What?
How did you find traffic on your bicycle?
It wasn't bad. It was good.
Good. Good to hear.
It was good.
Nice. All right. Well, thank you for talking with us, Amy.
Yeah, totally.
Have a good day.
Bye. Did you remember to lock your bike up?
Oh, we distracted you from locking up your bike.
Oh, okay.
Okay. All right, we won't.
All right.
We'll keep an eye on it for the next 20 minutes.
All right.
Yeah, it seems like a much higher traffic area.
Yeah, totally.
We should have done this first. Good Lord.
I know. Fine Arts Library.
Of course, maybe it's got something to do with it being later on in the day.
True.
Who knows?
And the sign. I think the sign being taped up. Maybe. I don't know.
After we finally got some tape to put the sign up properly.
Right.
It seems like that works a lot better now.
Art students seem to need tape. Architecture students must bring their own or something.
I guess. Either that or they just use glue.
Right.
So, yeah. What does your bike say about you, Hunter? Why don't you give me a little description of your bike?
Well, my bike is a fixed gear. It's a white Nishiki frame. It's
and Nishiki, that sounds Japanese.
It is Japanese. It's a Japanese brand. I think they were originally called American Eagles when they first brought them over. Yeah, but then
is that in the aftermath of World War II?
This is after World War II, yeah. Because I think my frame's from the 70s.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, but then it's got some black wheels, black handlebars, red grips and a red seat, and one of those, like, bar protector things, which I didn't really think were useful until I wrecked into a wall, and it spared my leg some injuries. But
well, that sounds pretty handy, then.
Yeah, totally.
The other thing you could do is if you got a hike it up anywhere, you could just throw that up on your shoulder and it won't dig in too much.
Exactly. In case I steal a bike and I'm riding that one and I need to carry my bike.
Exactly, yeah.
I mean, because I'm going to go make some money at this auction with all the stolen bikes.
Yeah. So what do you think your bike says about you? You got a fixed gear. It's very light. Are you an agile person?
I like to think so.
Yeah.
When I'm not, out carousing at the bars and whatnot, I feel like I'm pretty agile. I also think it might allude to some reckless behavior because there are no brakes. on it whatsoever.
No brakes, Hunter.
Yeah.
That is dangerous.
You know, anything to fit in with all these cool hipsters, you know, I don't want to be judged for not for having brakes on my fixed gear.
Well, you know, in some places it's illegal to ride without brakes.
Yes, and I've heard of a few, like, cases where bicyclists didn't get the judgment in their favor because they didn't have brakes. They had
Ouch. Some sort of strong hit.
Yeah, totally.
You know, I think you could probably even get around that if you just had a little foot-long cable that went from your handlebars down to your front wheel. And that would do all right for you.
True. Or like an emergency brake on the back, pull it.
Just locks up the whole bike and then you go flying.
True, but
your bike's safe.
At least I have the braking mechanism in case there's some court case involved afterward.
Yeah. Liability is key here.
True story. So yeah, we did mention that we picked up a couple of extra wheels. Would you like to talk about those wheels?
Those wheels would be my bicycle, since we have moved closer to where I park my bike on a daily basis. I have brought mine along to show off as well. I have a road bike that's got quite a few gears, and some shifters, and it's a K2. It's pretty nice, fairly light frame. And I love it a lot. It's got a little, what are they called on the back? To put the panniers on.
The rack thing?
Yeah, the rack. I have a rack on the back.
Nice.
And that works out pretty well for me. It's white, and it says K2 on it.
K2. Like the mountain.
Exactly.
Except it's not a mountain bike.
No, it is not. I have tried that, and I have fallen off quite many a time.
Yeah. It's dangerous taking the inappropriate bike on the trails that it wasn't designed for.
It is indeed, yeah. Yeah.
So I see you're sporting the fashion trend of spoke cards right now.
You know, I am indeed. I picked up my spoke card at the Critical Mass, which happens the first Friday, I think, first Friday of every month, down at the Duck Pond from about 5 to 5:30 is when most people show up, sometimes around 6. And then everybody picks up, and there's a route that gets planned out somewhere in there. It's fairly decentralized, so I don't know if there's, like, a head planning committee or anything like that.
Right on, just a bunch of people on bikes.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, when I was there, we rode up Central and then went north on Washington and head back down west on Lomas towards downtown. And then at that point, I had to go somewhere else, but I think that they ended up down at Old Town. And
right
then there was a party at an art gallery.
Sounds pretty cool.
Yeah, it was pretty good. My spoke card is a mathematical equation that says that bikes are greater than cars.
I like that mentality.
Yeah.
It's very fitting for today's broadcast.
Absolutely. So I see that you also have a spoke card there. Yours is a little bit more literal than mine. You want to talk about that?
Yeah, mine I took out of a pack of playing cards. It's the King of Hearts.
King of Hearts.
Yeah.
Does that say something about your personality, Hunter?
Maybe. I mean, it is also known as the Suicide King, and I had a few wrecks, like, when I first got the bike prior to the spoke card that prompted me to go for the Suicide King because it seemed that was the route I was going with. I mean, it goes along with the whole no brakes thing.
Yeah, that's true. Very true.
Also, my frame has little hearts on it that are welded on, and so I figured it also matched the theme of the bike with the white and red.
That is impressive. You didn't do that yourself, did you?
The hearts, no. I painted them, but they're part of the frame. It's
nice.
Some sort of aesthetic thing. I don't know if they were meant to be hearts or if they're supposed to be something else. But
now, why is the King of Hearts the Suicide King?
It's how he's holding his sword. It looks like he's stabbing himself in the head.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Some Harry Carey going on. That fits in with your Japanese frame.
Exactly. It's very thought out aesthetic I've done with this bike over.
Well, that's what you get with an art student.
Right. I'm not just going to throw on something that doesn't match.
Absolutely. It's got to make sense.
Totally. Let's see what other spoke cards we've got out here. Ooh.
Let's go with that one.
We've got a blue fixed gear with a maroon fork. It looks like it has Lady Gaga wearing a short brim hat.
Ah.
I'm pretty sure that's from the last poker race.
Now, what is the poker race?
The poker race, it's kind of similar to Critical Mass. Everyone meets up at a pre-designated location. I think it was the Duck Pond again this last time they had it.
Duck Pond's a popular place.
Yeah, it is. But basically, you pay $5 to get in, and you ride around town, and every time you stop, you get another playing card. And whoever has the highest hand chooses the next stop.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, and at every stop, people bring beer and other libations to make it more, dangerous, more of a game, I guess.
But does the poker race happen at night?
It happens in the evenings, yeah. It ended at a concert, this last one.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't actually go, but I got the flyer. I got that exact same spoke card, except it was a piece of paper.
Oh, not laminated.
Tucked into my bike frame.
Nice. So you live downtown, Hunter.
I do live downtown.
Are there any cool bicycle hangouts downtown?
Because
there are certainly none over by where I live.
I don't know about bicycle hangouts so much as, like, I do know that on Sunday afternoons / evenings, there is a group that plays bike polo.
Bike polo.
Yeah, a couple blocks south of the Flying Star on Silver and Gold.
Now that sounds like fun.
Yeah, apparently if they're even down to have people just drop by and start playing, you don't even need your own mallet, because I guess they bring extras.
That's great. Yeah. I've always wanted to try that. Bike polo sounds like a lot of fun.
It does seem like a lot of fun.
It sounds incredibly dangerous, but awesome.
Right?
Like everything in life.
No, the danger just adds to the excitement of the sport.
As long as it doesn't end in bloodshed. Or at least intentional bloodshed.
Intentional. Just start attacking people with your mallet. I don't want to play this game.
That's how my polo games always ended. Not polo, my croquet games.
Croquet games.
Yeah. Yeah, we used to take cans of soda and pitch them at each other and then hit them with the mallets.
Nice.
I had a really spectacular finish. It was actually the last time we played because it was the last mallet we had. But I had a really spectacular finish because my friend tossed me the soda can. He had shaken it up a whole bunch. And I smacked it with the mallet. And not only did the can explode, of course, but the mallet, which we had used so many times before, had just splintered into like 40 pieces in this huge explosion of soda, aluminum, and wood.
Wow.
It was beautiful.
That sounds like they should make that an Olympic event.
It would be the best Olympic
soda
event.
Soda can croquet.
I would love to see a drunk Olympics, where you do all of the normal Olympic events, but with a slightly more danger involved.
I think I would watch that.
I would totally. Bike polo. We don't really have a name for that.
You're going to have to come up with a catchy name to get people interested in your new sport.
Kind of like cricket.
Kind of.
But with a croquet mallet.
Maybe you can get like Coca-Cola or Pepsi or someone to sponsor you in your in your attempts to start this league up.
That would be great. Destroying their products.
Right.
That's the best kind of advertising you can get there. Publicity.
So I see there's a truck creeping up on us. I wonder if we can get these guys to talk to us about why they're not on bikes. Even though there is a maintenance truck.
Get out there. You got the longer cord.
All right.
Go ahead. Are you sure, man? All right.
Kind of shy. It's all right. Break out.
Break. Oh. Yeah, that's true.
All right. So it looks like we're going to, according to the maintenance crew, we should be talking to girls.
Yeah, that's true.
Because they're the ones who want to talk to us, not the maintenance people.
This is actually not a bad way to talk to women, I got to tell you.
True. Although we keep seeming to hit the between break period because
I feel like if we had let Bill go first and then started, we probably would have had a bit more luck. Of course, we couldn't have moved locations, which I feel like really benefited us so far.
True story. We've definitely gotten more people at least to talk at.
Yeah.
Not so a couple more to talk to.
All right, so it looks like we're coming up on 20 minutes. We got about 10 minutes left of broadcast.
All right.
We have only seen one person arrive on their bicycle.
And we got him.
We did. It was just that one.
Right.
Ali says we have 15.
Hey, man, do you want to talk about your bike?
Oh, he's got headphones in.
This
is why we need to start Cycle FM, because if these people were on their bikes were all listening to us, then they would know.
Exactly.
First of all, they would know where we were, and they'd come by wanting to talk to us. But
do you want to talk about your bike on the radio?
Please? Do you want to talk about your bike on the radio? And that's a no.
No.
Oh, here's another one.
Okay. Oh, she's stopping.
Hi. Do you want to talk about your bike on the radio? No, we just want to ask you what your bike says about you. It says happy things, apparently. Can you talk to us and describe what your bike looks like for those people listening? No. Papers. Well, we understand. It's getting down to crunch time here at the University of New Mexico. Thanks.
Can we describe your bike for you? All right. So the Happy Things bike, it looks like some kind of vintage cruiser, single speed.
Yeah. It's a nice dark turquoisey blue color.
I like the fenders that she's rocking there.
Yeah.
You know, all weather. You don't have to worry about the tail.
Yeah,
that comes
absolutely.
With riding in wet conditions.
Yeah, that is something that both of our bikes are missing.
True.
Of course, here in New Mexico, it's not too big of a deal. But
it isn't.
When it does rain, I have ridden in the pretty pouring rain here, it is not very pleasant.
Yeah. But then at least whenever you get to wherever you're going, everyone knows you biked there because you have the trail of dirty road water up your back.
Yes. And down your underwear.
Right.
Can we talk about your bike on the radio? That guy's going to lock up his bike. Let's see if he comes back to talk to us.
Where's he? There's nowhere else to go. He's going to the IR building.
He's
got to
come by here. We got a bottleneck happening here. Totally. Should set up cattle guards and run everybody through.
Force all the bikes by us. I like that idea.
Let's see. He's just locking it up now.
He's
hopefully he'll
U-lock.
Be willing to talk to us. That standard U-lock.
The Happy Things bike has a cable that I noticed. Oh.
Oh dude.
He's
walk
totally
in the opposite
away.
Direction. Oh, man.
All right.
Well, I guess you do what you can.
So I know that we're not very close to it, and there's definitely no way we're going to get remotely close with the mic cords as long as they are, but I am noticing there's a bike here that looks like it was designed to commute with a child on
yeah.
it.
Yeah, there's a little baby seat in the back.
Right? It seems pretty interesting. I remember riding one of those seats as a child.
Oh, really?
Yeah. My mom totally had one on her bike.
That's great. I wish that my parents had ridden their bikes more often. I can't imagine how cool it would be to be a child on the back of that. It'd be pretty incredible.
It seemed pretty cool. I don't really remember too much of how it sounded.
Yeah, absolutely.
What's going on?
How you doing?
It's possibly for your the radio broadcasting.
This is for broadcasting class.
It's all about like how.
Oh, come
you
on.
Don't wanna, come on. We're just you don't even have to say your name. Just let us put a microphone in front of your mouth. Oh, well, we're actually not doing a wavelength broadcast right now. We're just over the Wi-Fi.
We're streaming,
computer, yeah.
And they're picking it up in the classroom in the art building here.
We're not being critiqued right now, but
we're always being judged.
At the end of this. I think we're the last people today to go, so. Or, no, they're all in there listening to us. Oh,
yeah, exactly how it's going.
Yeah, we each have a half hour, and since we doubled up our broadcast, we have an hour.
Yeah.
Well, it should be recorded.
The Lobo, did you see the bike and the Lobo? Is that? Oh.
Yeah. As a fellow student on UNM campus, I think this idea is very good to teach and to understand and to learn, because it can help us students figure out how to distribute a message in a way that's not so technical or expensive, but rather easy and useful and can get your message across. So I appreciate you guys telling me what all of this is about, because I think it's cool, and I'd love to hear radio on a bike any day, although I don't have a bike because it was stolen.
We do not, unfortunately.
No, but
Parker, how you doing, Parker? A tip jar. That is a great idea.
That would be awesome.
You hear that?
I know you have a bike pin. Do you have anything to say about bikes?
They're way better than cars because you have like crazy mobility. You can jump up on sidewalks and like go in between traffic, and it's also significantly faster than walking or skating. So.
Nice. What kind of bike do you ride?
I ride like a rock hopper from the, I don't know, it's a hand-me-down bike, so it's a mountain bike. But
nice.
I used to have a bike, but not anymore. So I have a skateboard, but, you know, if this radio thing could work on my skateboard, that would be awesome.
That would be pretty awesome.
But I support, you know, the idea of not using a car. It's just that my bike would be a skateboard. But maybe the radio could be on the skateboard. That would be awesome. I don't know.
That would. I don't know if you could carry this lawnmower battery on a skateboard. But
that could be the next step in this class for you guys. I don't
know.
That
is not a bad idea. You know,
I mean,
you should
spread the message.
You should take this class next
skateboard
semester
radio
and levy that idea.
I mean, 2011, everyone.
This is for broadcast.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. No, this is an art studio class.
Yeah.
Way better. Yeah,
it is
topics.
A topics class.
Well, sorry, I actually know about this class because I looked up it online and I searched like what it, the description was. I was like, that's cool, but I don't really have a bike. But I like supporting radio broadcasts and having a more local, user-friendly broadcast rather than having Fox News or, you know, someone higher up telling me what I want to hear. Maybe I want a student to speak for me. Because, as we know, on KUNM, it's not, I've heard other college radio stations, and KUNM's really, really good, and they use a lot of community-oriented DJs, but a lot of those DJs aren't current students.
That's true, yeah. There seems to be a really large deficit at KUNM in terms of students actually getting on the air.
Yeah, I mean, one example I'm thinking of is Texas Tech College in Lubbock, Texas, which is a lot smaller than Albuquerque. And in the past, whenever I go and visit my family, I'm like, wow, this radio station is so much better than what I hear on KUNM because it's more music that I, as a college student, would listen to. KUNM does provide more diverse music instead of like pop and what you hear on the radio, but I still think that it should be. I think that more student-oriented programming and distribution and radio messages is important, at least in a college aspect.
Hey, do you guys know each other? Did you plan this? So we don't have a whole lot of time left. We got about 2 minutes now, I think.
I think we should ask Parker what his bike says about him.
I think so, yeah.
My bike definitely says that I have a kid and that I don't have a whole lot of time to take good care of my bike. I think that's what it says about me.
Because of the kid, there's no time to take care of the bike. So that goes.
How does your son like riding around on the bike?
My son loves riding the bike. He's always upset with us when we take the car.
Yeah. I would be too as a child. I think bikes are incredible.
It's pretty sweet. Just get a chill there.
Absolutely. So I guess we should end our broadcast now, but we should probably end on a note that says that every child should have a bicycle.
True.
Instill that love early on, and there'll be a
seat.
Lifetime of cheap, easy, fun commuting.
And also to hold on tight to your iPhone if you have one.
That is true. I certainly learned that today. All right. This is Cycle FM, Two Guys, Seven Wheels, Bicycle Radio, and any other myriad of names
right.
that might come to us at any given time. And again, we're ending our broadcast with a huge influx of people again. So
as per.
Well, there
Sorry,
you go.
Sorry, none of them are on bikes, so.
All right. Well, I hope everybody has a good day, and we're going to finish up. And Lee, we were wondering if maybe you guys didn't want to come out here and talk with us about the critique. It's a beautiful, beautiful day. I invite you all to come down, or we can go upstairs and sit in the really dark room, and that would be okay, too, I guess.